Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today about the partnership of two wonderful organizations trying to make a difference in our community. I'm joined today by Drew Parrish. He's the executive director of the Mario Lemieux Foundation, and Jacob Klein. He's a franchisee for Jersey Mike's with stores in North Huntington, Greensburg, Latrobe, and Uniontown. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we'll start with you, Jacob. I'm interested to hear how you ended up with all these franchises and why you decided to sort of dedicate your career and all your time and energy to Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. So, back in, I think it was 2014, I started actually at my local store just as a part-time employee. Kind of stuck with it through college, really like fell in love with the brand, the product. I went on to work for the corporation. I would travel for like a handful of years, travel the country, support grand openings for franchisees all across the country. It was always my dream to, own my own stores. So kind of took the leap, moved out from North Jersey, where I grew up, out to like Western PA, for the opportunity, and I've since opened the four locations.
Awesome. And they are just jamming. I'm from North Huntington, and your store in North Huntington is always packed, and they do a great job. So if people haven't been to Jersey Mike's before, tell us about the menu.
Fresh sliced, sliced to order, cold sandwiches, top of the line, cold cuts, fresh meats and cheeses. We make cheesesteaks, chicken cheesesteaks, fresh on the grill, made to order. Our signature is our Mike's way, which is the way we top our subs: onions, lettuce, tomatoes, all fresh that day. Our vinegar and oil, which is our juice, and then oregano and salt. So really like a unique, unique flavor, and just a really, quality product. And then we pride ourselves on, obviously, which we're going to talk about here, is getting involved with the community. That's a big part of our brand identity and kind of our core values. People can expect, friendly service, friendly faces behind the line. And that's what we do.
Yeah. And they are really friendly. I mean, they're actually trained, right, to be that way.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like I said, it's kind of like, in our core values, it's the example, like we try to set, as a brand and like our leaders in the store. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of it's part of our culture,
That's great. And I know I see your name all the time in the community. In fact, even the little school that my kids go to have a Jersey Mike's night where we come over and, a portion of the sales go toward our little school, which we really appreciate. And that that opportunity is available to many people, right? If they're interested in raising funds for their organization.
Yeah, absolutely. You can give our store a call and just inquire about fundraising opportunities. We'll do like fundraising, spirit nights where we block out 4 hours on a weeknight or what have you, and donate a percentage of sales back to the organization, things like that. We are known, like we will donate subs, help feed folks for different like charitable organization or events that are going on in the community as well. So really, if you just give us a call, like we'll work with you. Possibilities are endless, like how we can get involved,
That's great. And on the line today, we have another wonderful organization, and that is the Mario Lemieux Foundation. Drew Parrish is the executive director. Drew, I'm sure, why don't you take a good amount of time here and start from the beginning. Tell us about Mario Lemieux and what his vision was and what the organization has come to be.
Sure. As I'm sure most everyone is aware of who Mario Lemieux is here in the Pittsburgh region, but obviously Hockey Hall of Famer and Penguins great. He was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease back in 1993. And he immediately started the Mario Lemieux Foundation in response to him having cancer. And they immediately started raising funds for ultimately the goal of a cure for cancer. Fast forward a few years, we started the Mario Lemieux Celebrity Invitational Golf Tournament, which started in 1998, and that was really our primary fundraiser for a number of years. That was at the club in Neverwood, and we'd have 60,000 spectators over 4 days. And that was really our main fundraising tool back in those days. From there, we've really expanded into a full-fledged foundation where we have a number of events throughout the year, including our Penguins charity bag sale. We have a 6.6K run with the Penguins. We have Mario's Fantasy Hockey Camp that we do. A number of events that raise money for our cancer research, patient care, and Austin's Playrooms initiatives.
That's amazing. And it perpetuates even today, right? I mean, you keep getting involved in new things in more ways like this work with Jersey Mike's, right?
It's fantastic. And we've, in talking about Jersey Mike's and what they do, the model for this fundraiser is incredible. We've been involved with Jersey Mike's for I think 7 years. And we started out the first couple of years. I think they had two or three stores that participated. Last year, they had 22 stores, I believe, in the Pittsburgh region and raised nearly $250,000 for the Mary Lemieux Foundation last year alone. And this year, there's been more stores added. They expect to raise more money than that. And for an organization like us, we're fairly small when it comes. We have a five-person staff, so we all wear a lot of hats. We all do a lot of fundraisers. We work with people who do golf tournaments for us, bowling events for us, and raise a couple hundred dollars here, a couple thousand dollars there. For a company and an organization like Jersey Mike's to come to us with a $250,000 event in 1 day is really just incredible for us. And we couldn't be more appreciative of what Jacob does and everybody with Jersey Mike's and all the franchisees in the Pittsburgh region.
That's awesome. Well, Jacob, take us through what's about to happen this weekend.
Yeah, so well, actually, it'll be Wednesday the 27th, is the culmination of everything. But all month, at our registers in our stores, we've been collecting either rounding up sales or collecting $1, $3, and $5 donations. At my four stores, we've even been we've been doing a deal where if you donate $5, we give you a card for a free sub for your next visit. So really drumming it up, and then Wednesday the 27th, we'll donate 100% of sales for the day. I mean, it's always our busiest day of the year, by a long shot. We'll double, if not, triple our normal sales on a normal Wednesday. So it's just a really exciting day. But we bring all hands on deck. The crew has a great time. Customers love it, and yeah, it's a huge day. So it's great.
And I think
Plus,
what
go ahead.
really sorry what really when Jacob says they donate all the sales from that day, I mean truly they don't take expenses out, they don't do it. You go and buy a $15 meal at Jersey Mike's, all of that $15 is coming to the Mary Lemieux Foundation on March 27th.
And so, how can you tell us the story about how you guys connected, how these two organizations connected?
Yeah, I mean, Drew, maybe, like Drew said, this is my store's second year participating with this. We've done other organizations in the past. So I don't know how maybe Drew can speak on how the Jersey Mike's connection was initially made.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I think it was two of the franchisees. I think at the Bethel Park, the Bridgeville locations, I think were the first two to come on board with us a number of years back. So we've been involved with them for a number of years, and then it's just kind of snowballed from there to having 24 locations in 2024.
So March 1st actually kicked off the Jersey Mike's month of giving. So that is happening all month long. So even outside Wednesday, what you can do is go into Jersey Mike's, any of the locations that I'm about to talk about, or you can order on the mobile app, and then that's where you'll have the option to round up your total cost to support the Mario Lemieux Foundation. So we're talking not just Westmoreland County, but really Greater Pittsburgh, Cranberry, McKnight Road, Bridgeville, Robinson, Moon, Monaca, Butler, Peters Township, Bethel Park, Bloomfield, Pleasant Hills, Mount Lebanon, North Huntingdon, Greensburg, Latrobe, and Uniontown, which we heard about today, Jacob's stores, Murraysville, Allison Park, Wexford, Fox Chapel, Harmerville, and Homestead. I mean, geez, Drew, you got to be happy about that. I think you've cornered the market on Jersey Mike's. Am I right?
Oh, it's fantastic. And we're actually this year going to try to have our staff and volunteers try to get out to a number of these locations over that lunchtime part on the 27th. Iceberg from the Penguins will also be at the Baum Boulevard location in Pittsburgh. I think from noon to 1 or 11 to 12, I think on the 27th. So we have a number of activities planned at these stores. But again, you don't even need to go to the store. You can always order on the app, and all of that is included in the donation to the Lemieux Foundation.
Yeah,
Great. So
good
you can
point.
make a straight donation, you can round up, all of that
Yep.
works, whether it's in store or on the app.
For sure.
Jacob, I'm sorry, I think you were about to say something.
That was a good point.
Yeah. I mean,
Sorry.
this
Yeah.
is such
You
a
can order
this
many ways to
is a
order.
yeah, this is such a great such a great partnership to be able to do this. And so you said last year was about $250,000 that you brought in.
Yeah, I
True.
think the exact number is like $240,000, I think was the final number, which was the culmination of the day of giving and then proceeds from the rest of the month as well, which just last year we had no idea we were going to get anywhere close to that kind of donation. And it's just, again, the model of this, it's our understanding that when someone signs on to be a franchisee with Jersey Mike's, they're signing up to for one day of the year to donate their proceeds to an event like this. So that fundraising model, it's crazy to think that this doesn't exist in other organizations, and how efficient and how wonderful this is for the community that these stores are located in. And we just couldn't be more appreciative to be the beneficiary of, not only this year, but these last couple of years. And we hope to continue this partnership moving forward.
For
Yeah,
sure.
and Drew, like it's been amazing. Like, I'm not originally from this area. Obviously, I've always known who Mario Lemieux is, but just the reception from the customers, like we don't have to sell this, like, the donation to this charity, like, throughout the month. Like, people know it, and people are seem like really, over the moon to support it, which is really awesome.
Sure. And do you mind if I talk a little bit about where the money goes, Jennifer?
I would love to
Please.
hear that.
Yeah, so obviously I think people know the Mario Lemieux Foundation, and they know Mario's story with cancer. And again, cancer is it has been what the organization was founded on. We have a number of research gifts here in the Pittsburgh region, with Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, as well as UPMC Home and Cancer Center. But our latest gift was a $5 million gift to UPMC Children's Hospital, for to establish the Mario Lemieux Institute for Pediatric Cancer Research. And that essentially has been a project where we're just basically putting all the pediatric cancer research at Children's under one umbrella to support all of this research and try to keep this research here locally in Pittsburgh. Our gift was actually matched by UPMC to make it a $10 million project. And we have three pillars of what we're doing at the Institute, where we focus on research of trying to treat side effects for children, specifically pediatric cancer research, and give them a little bit of hope for these treatments that we can sort of ease these side effects that children see in the treatments that they're receiving for cancer. Secondly, we like to try to keep these researchers here in Pittsburgh. We have a lot of great researchers that come into Children's, they come into to Hillman Cancer Center. We want to keep them here in Pittsburgh, and we want to keep this research here. So we hear a lot of stories where families will come in, their child is diagnosed with cancer. In order to get the treatment that they need to go to a clinical trial in another state or somewhere else across the country. And they need to basically uproot their lives to go to somewhere else to get the treatment that their child needs. Of course, everyone's going to do that, but we want to try to keep this research here locally. We want to have clinical trials here in Pittsburgh, where we can give people who otherwise wouldn't have that hope to get treatment here and continue their lives. We want to make sure we can do that here in the Pittsburgh region. And that's one of the main reasons why we made this recent gift.
That is just tremendous. This is such an amazing story to hear, and the partnership and the teamwork. And I'm sure every parent out there who has a child that's impacted by this sends you a sincere thanks. And it takes a lot of heart, a lot of muscle, and a lot of brain power to make this work. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm on the line today with Drew Parrish. He's the executive director of the Mario Lemieux Foundation. And his partner today is Jacob Klein. He's a franchisee from Jersey Mike's with stores in North Huntingdon, Greensburg, Latrobe, and Uniontown. And they're talking about the Day of Giving that's coming up on Wednesday. Go into any Jersey Mike's store, and 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the Mario Lemieux Foundation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today on the line, we're talking about a fantastic partnership between two forces in the Pittsburgh region. One of them is Jersey Mike's Subs. And, you know, just talking about it makes me hungry. We record these shows ahead of time, but it's lunchtime here while we're recording it. And I have a Jersey Mike's nearby in North Huntingdon that's actually owned by Jacob Klein, one of the franchisees with stores in North Huntingdon, Greensburg, Latrobe, and Uniontown. He's on the line today talking about the kind of culture that Jersey Mike's really is and how franchisees, when they agree to become part of this organization, agree to this kind of community giving. So, Jacob, when they announced once again this year that the Mario Lemieux Foundation would be your partner for community giving, what was your reaction to that? And why do you think this is so important?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were psyched to hear that we'd be partnering with them again. I mean, it was excellent. Last year, the reception, the partnership just works so well. Like I said earlier, you know, the recognition of, you know, what the foundation, what the charity does with, you know, our customers, you know, the recognition's there. So it's a pretty easy partnership and people are really, you know, excited to come in the stores and, you know, donate some of their extra money throughout the month and then, you know, come on our big day, the 27th to support it.
Yeah. I mean, and let's face it, it's a win-win. Because there's all this publicity surrounding this day of giving. So maybe people who haven't had Jersey Mike's before are going to be exposed to it and then come back, right? I'm sure that's your hope.
Yeah, certainly. That's definitely a great like byproduct of the day for sure. But like we always say, you know, it's like we definitely, it's the saying in Jersey Mike's is we give to give. So it's, you know, that's a great, you know, secondary effect of it all. But truly, like, you know, it is just giving for the sake of giving.
Wonderful. It's great stuff. And before we end the show, we'll talk again about all the stores that are participating now. But Drew, I'm going to go back to you. So let's say someone doesn't know Mario's story. It's the early 90s. He's on top of the world and something changes for him.
Yeah, right. I mean, he was, you know, in the scoring lead in the NHL that season, diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, it's something that he instantly had to deal with. And he was lucky at that time that he had a, you know, treatable type of cancer for him. He was able to return to the ice fairly quickly, but he saw, you know, the impact that it had on him and had on his family. And it made him jump into action right away to create the foundation and work for ways that he could help other people in the same situation as he was. And that's sort of been, you know, the whole idea of the Mary Lemieux Foundation is, you know, things that have happened to the Lemieux family, they've sort of turned adversity into good. It's sort of what we try to do. Mario's battle with cancer. Their son Austin was born prematurely, spent 71 days in the NICU. During that time, the Lemieux family realized there was nowhere for his siblings to be while they were visiting Austin in the hospital. So that sort of over the years has developed into Austin's playrooms, where we build playrooms and medical facilities in hospitals around the Pittsburgh region. We never envisioned having 43 Austin's playrooms. But here we sit today, you know, 25 years later from when we started Austin's Playrooms. But it's been, you know, things that that's always what we try to do is, you know, turning adversity into a positive. So with our cancer research, our patient care, and our Austin's Playrooms, we're going to put this money from Jersey Mike's here on the 27th to great use.
How old is Austin now?
I think Austin is now 96, I think he was born. So what's that? You're going to have to do some quick math for me.
25, 26, 27
yeah,
years.
Right. 26 range, I think. Yeah, it feels like just the other day, he was a little kid on the ice at Mario's Jersey retirement ceremony. So,
isn't that incredible? And so what does an Austin's Playroom look like?
So we have a pretty standard brand, but we try to do bright paint colors. We have toys, electronics, and books. And we have a pretty standard look, but some sort of depend on whether they're a waiting room, playroom. We have some playrooms that are staffed with Child Life, depending on the use of the room itself. But the original idea was somewhere for siblings to go while the sick child is being treated. We have some rooms, too, where sick children also have access to. But that was the original idea for the siblings to have somewhere to be and the parents could feel safe that they were at while they were visiting their sick child.
It's just wonderful. Can you name some locations off the top of your head, some of the locations?
Sure. We have our big sibling center is at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. We're actually opening our 44th Austin's Playroom in UPMC Harrisburg, in the middle of the state. We have playrooms in West Virginia. We have playrooms all around UPMC and Allegheny Health Network here in Pittsburgh. And we actually have three military playrooms across the country. We have a playroom at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. We have a playroom at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, California, as well as Walter Reed Military Medical Center in Washington, D.C. We never envisioned having this many rooms. And really, when we gift a room to a facility, we don't just give it and walk away. We will continue to furnish that room and update that room. So we're constantly doing maintenance on playrooms and making sure that gift is being cared for in each facility that we're in.
Let's talk about cancer research, because that's been a major focus of the foundation as well. Tell us what kind of centers you've been able to establish.
Sure. And I mentioned our latest gift here, the Mary Lemieux Institute for Pediatric Cancer Research at UPMC Children's Hospital. We also have a nice center at UPMC Hillman Cancer Center called the Mary Lemieux Center for Blood Cancers. And that's an actual physical floor at UPMC Hillman Cancer Center where we do treat patients, and we have a patient-focused center where we treat blood cancers and disorders, including leukemia, lymphoma, and types of blood disorders like that. What we do there is patients go to a room and all of the doctors that they're going to see come to them. So it's really patient focused. So we have nice comfortable chairs that they can sit in. Anyone that has to treat them or visit them will come to them. And we've kind of taken this model and it's sort of spread throughout Hillman, based on our Mary Lemieux Center for Blood Cancer. So, it's projects like that we raise money for and we implement here in Pittsburgh, so that patients here in Pittsburgh can see the benefits of these donations.
It's amazing. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So the focus on the Institute for Pediatric Cancer Research, do you have like an oversight board? You have a committee that comes together and, sort of finds these needs, meets with people, figures out a way to raise this money and address these needs? I mean, I'm sure you have a pretty active board.
We have a very active board of directors. And at this point, people are coming to us with grant proposals and ideas for things. But, we have a great relationship with UPMC for the cancer research side of things. So we trust that when they have a project, we feel like, we can do this. There's a lot of times we've had some other projects here. We did a research project with UPMC Children's Hospital, focusing on patients who otherwise wouldn't have had many treatment options. So it's 20% of cancers where, in the past they wouldn't have had much treatment options. So we've really focused on research for those people that don't have a lot of options, and trying to give them hope for new clinical trials or just something else that they can try that wouldn't have been available to them before. So that's sort of the type of projects that we like to take on sometimes that, the other people are scared to do, other people don't have the funding to do. We're happy to take on those projects and partner with Hillman or Children's Hospital to make those ideas a reality.
It is just, it's tremendous. How did you get into this line of work?
I actually, I grew up in York, Pennsylvania. I moved to Pittsburgh to go to Duquesne. And we're sitting here while they're in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So I'm keeping an eye on that score. First time since 1977. But I actually interned with the Lemieux Foundation in their golf tournament my senior year of school. So I've actually been with the Lemieux Foundation my entire career since 2000. I actually started with the public golf tournament and have worked my way up ever since. I've spent many years as the marketing director and then I just moved to executive director here last year.
That is amazing. I mean, you're blessed to have sort of grown up in this organization and, you just keep moving up and you're doing a wonderful job to do that. Now, Jacob, we sort of heard your story was very similar. You've been with the Jersey Mike organization since you were a kid, right?
Yeah, no, likewise. I mean, my entire my entire career, and I never really actually had any other jobs, which is kind of funny. So,
and you just you started with one franchise, I would imagine, right? And then continued to expand.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to like have the opportunity to open like a few pretty quickly. We opened, I think, inside of like 18 months. We opened North Huntington, Uniontown, and Greensburg, and then like 6 months after that opened Latrobe. So yeah, all opened pretty quick, but that's been the journey.
It has been quite a journey, and you're doing a wonderful job to do that. Anything special that we should expect from the Lemieux Foundation? I think you had hinted before that we may be seeing Iceberg make an appearance in some places. Is that right?
Yeah, I think at the Baum Boulevard location from 11 to 12 on the 27th will be where Iceberg will be. I just wanted to ask Jacob too. I know at some of the store locations that, first off, thanking your employees. I know that those are a hard couple, especially the 27th with the amount of business you're doing that day. I think this year we've actually created some competition within the stores to see who can raise the most money. We have some prizes and things, but can you talk a little bit about thanking your employees and all the work they do on the 27th?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great, great thing to bring up. I mean, yeah, we couldn't do it without the employees. I mean, luckily enough, like our employees get really excited for this day. It's not hard to really get them to buy in. I mean, we'll have kids like home from college, you know, who want to come in and work. Like it's all hands on deck. So we couldn't do it without the employees. You know, we staff up big in all the stores for those days, and everyone's real excited about it. So, yeah.
And it's a competition not only between the stores in the Pittsburgh region, but sort of the Pittsburgh region against all the other regions in the country, correct?
Exactly, yeah. The different co-ops across the country each have different charities, and there's always a level of competition, which is great. And I think a couple of my stores, we're not number one in the region, but I think North Huntington is two and Uniontown is three, so we're definitely competing. The staff's competing.
Fantastic.
Oh, you guys, this is just such a great story. I enjoyed doing this interview so much. Thank you so much to Drew Parrish. He's the executive director of the Mario Lemieux Foundation. And Jacob Klein is a franchisee of Jersey Mike's with stores in North Huntington, Greensburg, Latrobe, and Uniontown. And the Day of Giving is coming up very, very soon. That's coming up actually on Wednesday, March 29th. So when you go to a Jersey Mike's store, oh, I'm sorry, did I get the wrong date?
27th.
I had it on my calendar. Yep. The 27th. I'm sorry. No Wednesday, worries. March 27th. You can come in to Jersey Mike's. You can order, or you can order via the mobile app, and 100% of the donations are going to the Mario Lemieux Foundation. Now, if you're stuck on the 27th and you can't get in, it's okay, because you can go online and you can make a donation to Mario Lemieux Foundation anytime you want, for sure. But also all throughout the month of March, a portion of the proceeds rounding up is an option to make sure that you donate to the Mario Lemieux Foundation. So lots of options for you. All that can be found on the Mario Lemieux Foundation's website. So you can hop on there and see the different locations that are participating in this. Thank you both for joining us, Drew and Jacob. You've been wonderful guests on Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.